This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good afternoon. You've just tuned into the Starlight Baptist Church of Marksville, Louisiana radio broadcast with host Pastor Reverend Van Jones. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Come on, clap your hands.
Psalms 100, verse 4, you can note from verse 1 through verse 5, but we're going to read one verse, verse 4. Psalms 100, verse 4. Amen. It should be on our screen. You can stand and read this together. Amen. Verse 4, let's read. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful. Amen. Thank you. Amen. That's the psalmist what he's saying. Amen. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Amen. Bless his name. This morning, my brothers and sisters, briefly, we're going to talk about what everyone should bring to church. What everyone should bring to church. And that's in verse, from verse 1, you can read it. People bring all kinds of things to church when they come. Some bring snacks, candy, toys for the kids, water bottle that you don't pick up when you leave. Some people bring gum, stick it under the bench when you leave. And some people come to church just to check their email. Some come just to check their Facebook page. And people come for all different reasons, except the right reason when you come to church. Y'all look like you're mad already. But sometimes you should leave at home and not bring to the house of prayer. Amen. Some people bring gossip when they come to church. They bring envy when they come to church. Some people never know what you cook until they come to church. They bring all that stuff while church is going on. And some people can't have a good time in church, because they got to listen at your garbage. We bring all that stuff to church. And things that we should leave home, things in the church is not of God. All that stuff is not of God. Amen. But the psalmist this morning, my brothers and sisters, some things should be left at home. And some things should be brought to church. Hebrews 10 and 25 says, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. So the psalmist tells us exactly what everyone should bring to church. Is in verse 1 and 2. Amen. Number one, what you should bring to church, bring the right spirit. Amen. Bring the right spirit. Then verse 1 and 2. You say, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye land, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. We should bring the right spirit. A shouting spirit. Amen. We are told to make a joyful noise. People don't want to bring the right spirit. They bring that grumbling spirit. You're brain dead. He say spirit, but if you come, amen, with the right spirit, you can have church all by yourself. Amen. We are told to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Not unto nobody else, but unto the Lord. Make means to make music. Joyful means give a public confession. Look at right there. Of the work of God. The word noise means to raise a shout, a ringing cry. The psalmist is calling on the people of the Lord to praise the Lord. When you bring the right spirit, nobody ought to make you have to make you praise him. You ought to praise him all by yourself. When you bring the right spirit, nobody have to sit on the side of you and say, did you hear that? Can you hear? You ought to be excited when you walk through these doors. Because what the Lord has done for you, the goodness and the mercy of the Lord, amen, what he's done, you ought to bring the right spirit. You ought to say, I come to church with praise on my mind and praise on my heart. Amen. He called the people to praise the Lord, amen, from their heart. If it's not in your heart, you cannot praise him. Not in nobody else's heart. It got to be in your heart. Amen. Got to be in your heart. And the only way we can do that is bring the right spirit to the church. Bring the right spirit to the church. We must have a shouting spirit. Amen. You have to bring something to get something. If you don't bring no fire, you ain't gonna get no fire. I wish I had two or three people with me, huh? You see, we come to church, we act like it's dead. But church is not dead. You really dead. Because the church is in you. So if you come here with the right spirit, I don't care what went on last night, what kind of problem you're dealing with, what you're going through. If you got the right spirit, you ought to learn to bind that out. And you say, I come to hear a word from the Lord. I just come to praise God. If I got to praise them all by myself. All by myself. He said, bring the right spirit. You must have a shouting spirit. Some people don't have a shouting spirit until somebody on the side of them starts to shout. I told you over and over, you're going to die by yourself. So don't wait for folks to, stir you up. You ought to have, if the Lord had done anything for you, you ought to have some praise on your mind. Because can I tell you, it's not about you, it's all about him. It's all about him, huh? We must have, let me tell you, and down on that, we must have a servant spirit. A servant spirit. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Serve your buddy, your friend, your posse. No, that's the problem. We want to serve everybody else that serve the Lord. You are a servant. Don't go to sleep on me too fast, huh? You are a servant. You see, isn't it strange how we can go places, ball game and shout, dance and shout, wedding and shout, all the places come, concert and shout, but we come to church, we be quiet on the one that woke you up this morning. It's not about me, it's all about him. What he done for you. Because do you not know it might be your last time this morning? Don't look at me funny. It might be your last time this morning. So while you have a little breath in you that the Lord then gave to you, amen, you ought to praise him just a little while, huh? Quit telling people, well, I don't like to get emotionally. Yeah, but something the Lord will do, amen, he going to make you cry every now and then. He going to bring a tear. He going to bring a shout out of you. You must have a serving spirit. The word serve means to be in bondage to. Look at it right there. It referred to doing whatever the master tell the slave to do. Means to be at his peak and calm. When we got saved, when we got saved, when we got saved, when we got, some of y'all ain't saved yet because you ain't clapping, huh? When we got saved, we became the Lord's property. Huh? We became the Lord's property. According to 1 Corinthians 6 and 20, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. We are to do what he tell us to do. Now, the Lord tell you to do something, you sitting down there. The Lord tell you to wave your hand, you keep still. The Lord might tell you to shout, cry, or nod your head. You looking around and see who's looking at you. It's not about them. It's all about what the Lord tell you to do. We are serving. We are serving. Do what the Lord tell us to do, huh? Without question or hesitation. Without doubt. Is it my time, Lord? Shouldn't be questioned that. And with gladness. We are to serve the Lord with laughter, with gladness. It's right there. He say, serve the Lord with gladness. Serving, huh? Are you happy to be alive? Have you ever just bust out laughing to yourself? Maybe just me do that. I say, Lord, Lord, look what you've done with me. Y'all just be quiet. Because some of y'all never done that, you see. I said, Lord, look where you brought me from. Y'all just keep being quiet. I said, Lord, look how you changed me. Y'all just keep being quiet. Lord, you brought me from a mighty long ways. Y'all just keep being quiet. You see, y'all should have been shouting already. Because some of you know that you were tore up from the floor up. And if it had not been for the Lord to save you, redeem you, change you, and you come here with an attitude, act like you don't want to praise him, you don't want to throw holy hands up, you don't want to tell him thank you, it might be the time to tell the Lord thank you, because you ought to tell somebody, you don't know what the Lord has done for me, where he brought me from, and what he's doing right now. So that's why I serve the Lord, and that's why that I'm glad to be in the house of prayer. I'm glad. Serve the Lord. Laughter with gladness, huh? Are to be filled with love for the Lord. For the Lord. David's heart was filled. According to Psalms 122 and 1, David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I was glad. Weren't you glad this morning when you had an opportunity to come to the house of prayer? Some people wait to fill the house when there's a funeral. But don't wait to fill it when there's a funeral. You ought to come while the blood running warm your vein, while you got health and strength, while you got put one foot in front of the other foot. You ought to come to the house of prayer. You don't come for nobody else. You ought to come for yourself, because if the Lord kept the deaf angel, if the Lord healed your body, if the Lord done anything, you ought to run in here with a shout. You ought to say, Lord, it's all about you. Singing spirit is right down. Come before his presence with singing. A singing spirit. Amen. His presence. We are told to approach the Lord with singing. Amen. I heard the choir was singing out their heart this morning. A few of you were shouting, some of you were sitting still. Looking at them, what in the world are they doing? But if you hadn't been there, you can't anticipate. If you've been there, because they sung some song this morning that should have touched everybody's heart. this song. You heard the music, you heard Brother Rob playing, you heard the choir singing, you heard him doing this and that, and still, you know, you ought to have been singing with him, you ought to have been rejoicing, you ought to do what the Lord said do. He said, approach with singing, shout for joy. Some say, but I can't sing. Well, you can lift up your hand. Well, our heart should be filled with the wonder of God. You can't sing, you ought to show some kind of sign. You ought to clap with them. You ought to let the devil know, devil, you ain't going to steal my joy. Amen? Some of us act like, you know, shout. You act like you can't dance. Oh, baby. I'm looking straight over there. Some of you know you can bust a block. And not for the Lord either. I used to dance for the devil until he fired me because I got on God's side. Now I dance for the Lord. Some of you act like you can't dance for the Lord. Huh? Let me tell you something. The Lord got a whole lot more to offer me than what the devil had. The devil lied to me. He promised me something that he couldn't deliver. But God promised me something and he delivered it. He delivered salvation. He delivered peace. He delivered joy. He delivered happiness. Even when I'm sad. That's why I can sing. Have you ever sang a song when you're down and out and seem like all hell is breaking loose and you just say, Lord, I stretch my hand to thee. Nor the help I know how. You just say, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Yeah, it may not be much, but Lord, I know that you're able to see me through. Sing your own song. Every child of God in here ought to have their own song. Have their own song. Hmm? Who he is, what he had done for you. What he done for you, what? That's we ought to praise him. He allowed us to praise him. Allow his praise to burst forth in you. God is in you. God is in your life. You will not be able to hide him. Do you believe that? If the Lord is in your life, you can't hide him. No. He'll show up. He'll show up. In your attitude. He'll show up. Oh, yeah. You can't hide the Lord if he's in you. You can't, let me tell you, you can't have someone the size of God, big like God, in your heart without him getting out. If he's in you, he got to get out one way or another. He gonna get out, huh? Sometime you have to cry. He gonna get out. Sometime you have to raise your hand up. He gonna get out. Sometime you get all in your feet. He gonna get out some kind of way. Sometime you may have to just. Yes, sir. Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me this morning. Are y'all ashamed of the Lord? Do I have any real Christian, real believers that want to have church who not ashamed because somebody's sitting on them, sitting by them? Are you ashamed of the Lord? Huh? If you ain't ashamed, you ought to act like it. Don't make me sweat that hard. Sitting out here wondering. Wondering if y'all not deaf. Might do some of that. He even got the one that deaf in here be praising God. Dwayne sit back there, he be praising him. That's my member. He see what pastor doing. And some of y'all sit there, act like the Lord ain't done nothing for you. Some of you wishing, you know, what time it is. I hope pastor don't be too long. You go look at the game, I got my food on, you know. You may not get a chance to go beat that food. God might take that from you right then. You ought to praise him while you have a chance. Amen? Praise him while you have a chance. He will get out, huh? He will get in you, huh? And the second thing, what we should bring to church, we ought to bring the right submission. Verse 3. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that had made made. And not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pastor. You ought to bring the right submission. It's right there. Huh? Submit to the person of God. Quit submitting to somebody else. Huh? We are told to know that the Lord, he is God. And there's no other. No other but him. And he is God. We ought to act like he's God. Quit worrying about all these other little gods. These other little gods don't have no power. But the God I serve got power. Although they're in political, house, they don't have no power. They're limited. But God got all power. I wish I had two or three people with me, huh? Quit worrying about these economy, how what's going to happen. The God I serve, he's in control of everything. He's in control of everything. God means that to make a decision, we are to know that he and he alone is God. We should submit to the purpose of God. We are what we are because he has made us. You are what you are because he had made you. He made us. Huh? And whoever don't like how he made you, that between them and your God. Don't get mad at me because God had elevated me. God had blessed me. Some people can't stand your blessing. Some people can't stand your anointing. Some people can't stand the hallelujah. Huh? And deceiving God, being exercise you, being raise you up. You know, well, baby, if you can't see, if you can't stand the little stuff that God's doing, you better get out of the way because he's fixing to do something big right now. Yeah? And if you can't stand that, you sure ain't gonna worry, gonna go stand what God's getting ready to do to me later. He's God. He got the power. He had all power. We are the sheep of his pastor. We belong to him. Hear what it say? We belong to him. If you are saved and you belong to the chief shepherd, and he will take care of your need. He will take care of your need, huh? In your life. What you worrying about? How I'm going to make ends meet? You serve a God that bigger than anything. The Bible says if you're going to worry, don't pray. If you're going to pray, don't worry. You got to learn to turn it over to Jesus. Jesus can fix all anything you're going through. Amen? If he's your chief shepherd, when you see yourself going down, see yourself in trouble, you ought to call on him. Say, Lord, I give it to you. I can't handle it, but I know you can. Amen? We are his purpose and his guarantee. That's all is in his control. Everything is in his control. He promised to give you peace. He promised to be with you. So all we have to do is submit to the promise of God. If you become his sheep, my brothers and sisters, he will take care of you. But what the problem is, a whole lot of people are not his sheep. They're the goat. But when you're his sheep, he'll take care of you. Amen? He'll take care, and you'll have a relationship with the Lord. A relationship. And let me tell you, when you have a relationship with the Lord, it's better than anything else. When you got a relationship with Jesus, he's better than your marriage. Oh, y'all quiet in here. I know your husband and your wife are good to you, but the Lord is better. He said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. Come on, talk back to me, y'all ain't mad, huh? He's better than your money. Because you're going to die and leave your money here. He's better than that nice car you got. You're going to die and leave that here. He's better than everything. But if you have a relationship with him, you don't worry about that, because you say, look what the Lord has blessed me with. Everything I got belongs to him. I belong to him because he promised me. He promised me. When you got that relationship, you can do a thing, huh? Bring the right spirit. Bring the right submission. And the third thing, we need to bring the right sacrifice. Verse 4 and 5 is right there. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and his court with praise. Be thankful. Woo! Be thankful. Woo! Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Y'all missed the shout. Say, be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endures to all generations. Got to bring the right sacrifice. In the tabernacle, in the temple, the priests had better not enter the presence of the Lord without the right sacrifice. To do mean to do without the right sacrifice meant death, according to Hebrews 9 and 7. But thank God we do not have to offer a blood sacrifice. This morning, Jesus has already taken care of that forever, according to Hebrews 10 to 14. But there is still a sacrifice that the people of God need to bring. Huh? It isn't your money, although you should bring your tithe and your offering to the Lord, but it's not that. It isn't your attendance, even though you should be at church every Sunday. You ought to do that, huh? But there is just one sacrifice. It's right there. That the Lord expects every saint to bring to the church when he come. It's right there. He say, enter into his gates. It's right there. Huh? Enter into his gate with thanksgiving. When you come here, you ought to sacrifice. You ought to give him the thank you. You ought to bring thanksgiving to the Lord. God's house is to be a place of praise. Praise. Huh? Unto him. We are given an invitation to come into his presence. How good it feels to come into his presence. Oh, it feels good. We are told to enter into his gates. Gates. Gates are defensive weapon and are unusually closed to all outsiders. But through the blood of Jesus, through the blood of Jesus, we are the sons and daughters. According to Romans 8, 16, 17, through the blood. Anybody thank God for the blood? Thank him for the blood. We don't have to sacrifice no dead ram and did that. But the blood, Jesus did that on Calvary cross. He sacrificed. So now we have a right, my brothers and sisters, huh? To walk into the gates. We are once walk into the presence of the Lord, of God, and bring him the sacrifice of praise. All we got to do is just come to praise him. We are invited to enter into his court with praise. We are invited to walk into the throne room. It's right there where we can meet him in all his glory. Look and say, for the Lord is good. The Lord is good. That's why he said, be thankful and bless his name.